Michael Fabiano joins us now, NFL media senior fantasy analyst at NFL.com, the Hall of Famer. Every week, what's going on the fantasy football front? What do you do? Let's play that game with Michael. What do you do if you are the owner of Andrew Luck? Because I'm just getting run over with how much patience should I have with Andrew Luck. What are your thoughts there, Michael?
Keep starting him. It's going to turn around. He's had two pretty tough matchups in Buffalo and then against the Jets. Things will turn around as soon as this week against Tennessee.
What do you do if you have the Dallas Cowboys offense now that Jason Witten's hurt and Dez is out and Romo's out? What do you do?
Well, there's not much you can do. If you have Romo, you go out and pick up someone like Tyrod Taylor, for example. You're not replacing Dez Bryant. Terrence Williams still has wide receiver 3-4 value, although Braden Whedon clearly will hurt his appeal. Witten might play this week. We're not sure yet. If he doesn't, Gavin Escobar becomes a sleeper at a tight end position that's got a few injuries with some guys banged up after this past week.
Fantasy owners, 2 weeks in, they're panicking. What advice would you give them?
Don't panic. It's 2 weeks. I mean, there are all kinds of weird things that happen every single year, especially at the beginning of the season. I remember years ago, after 3 or 4 weeks, Trent Dilfer playing for the Browns had more fantasy points than Peyton Manning, and that was during his Colts days, and everyone was up in arms. Things will right themselves, especially with superstars like Andrew Luck. So keep the faith. But I will tell you this, Brad, it's time to start making trades, especially if you've got players whose value is on the rise, like Carson Palmer, for example, like Larry Fitzgerald, two guys with the Cardinals. And then also look at players that you can acquire that other people might be freaking out about, like Luck, like Jeremy Hill, for example.
Mm-hmm. Trends, good or bad, that you're seeing through 2 weeks?
Well, the tight end position is not as weak as we thought it was. You're seeing Tyler Eifert come in and make an impact, Eric Ebron, Ladarius Green. So it wasn't as terrible as we all thought it was starting the season. That's one trend. Another trend, the quarterbacks, I'm telling you, next year I might not draft a quarterback until like the 10th or 12th round because you had 20 quarterbacks score 18 or more fantasy points this past week. And Andrew Luck, Drew Brees, and Tony Romo were not among them. You can play the matchups with quarterbacks. If you have Luck, Rodgers, obviously that is a major advantage, even to a degree Russell Wilson. But, I mean, Drew Brees hasn't been good so far this year. Peyton Manning's had one bad, one good. So don't be afraid to start guys. I'm not saying to bench any of your elite players at quarterback, but don't be afraid to start some of these Marcus Mariotas and Tyrod Taylors of the world because they're putting up some numbers right now.
The Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano right there at the NFL Network. He joins us for a couple of minutes. Before we let you go, you mentioned Fitzgerald. Three touchdowns last week. I think last week you said he was undrafted in some leagues. Who do you like? Who do you dislike? And Fitz would have to be at the top of the list, right, for receivers?
Yeah, well, he's certainly up there at wide receiver. I still love John Brown. I'm a big fan of John Brown. I think he's going to have a pretty good game this week as well against the Niners. If we're talking starts and sits at quarterback, we're looking at Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Carson, Mariota, who I like, players I'm sitting, Stafford. I don't like Kaepernick against the Cardinals. I was wrong about Bradford last week, and I don't like him this week against the Jets. There's not many players I'm going to start against the Jets defense. They are that good this year outside of the elite players. At running back, I like Latavius Murray against the Browns, Isaiah Crowell, Joseph Randle against Atlanta. And I like Danny Woodhead as a nice flex starter. Guys I'm sitting down, Doug Martin, Giovanni Bernard, who played more last week because Jeremy Hill was benched because of two fumbles. Not a big fan of Joik Bell either. He's going to be in my sit list for a long time with Amir Abdullah there. And at wide receiver, make sure you have DeAndre Hopkins in your lineup despite a bad game last week. I like Jarvis Landry, Allen Robinson, who will be on NFL Fantasy Live on Thursday. Start Steve Smith. I'm benching Brandon Cooks, assuming Drew Brees can't play or is limited. See what happens there, but Cooks is someone I really liked, but if Brees is not behind center, that really hurts his value. Sitting Golden Tate, Mike Wallace, and Vincent Jackson against the Texans.
Good stuff as always, Michael. Thanks.
Have a good one.